So when you look at the Penal Code Act, the Penal Code Act criminalizes attempting to procure or knowingly supplying things to procure an abortion or miscarriage, and it is termed as an offense against morality. So the Penal Code Act is telling us that you are not at any circumstances allowed to procure an abortion. And whoever provides assistance, the doctors are also termed as criminals when they do this. Now, the perception of illegality under Uganda's abortion laws has had a very chilling effect. It has led to clandestine activities. So, for instance, I as an individual, I may say, since the law is against an abortion, I cannot go to Gulu Referral Hospital. What I have to do, I have to go to the grassroots. I have to go and look for the herbs that doctor mentioned and do that. Number two, it has led to fear. People fear going to the hospital. Reason being, in some circumstances, the doctors, because of legal compulsion, they are forced to report these cases to the authorities due to fear. So these are the things that abortion has actually, I mean the anti-abortion laws has actually had as an impact on us as individuals and as institutions. And I want to reiterate and state that the law on anti-abortion laws restricts a very important aspect of the sexual reproductive health rights of women. We have body autonomy, but the law goes ahead and says, as states, through laws, we are going to regulate and we're not going to accept abortion. However, we are saying that as women, we have rights to actually decide whether we want to have this child or not. However, but the law comes in and says, you can't do that. So this has created law to exercise a very significant influence over the woman's body autonomy in general and the construction of her sexuality in particular.